It is so good to be here with you, to celebrate Mass, and especially this Mass with these readings. It's a great gift to my heart as a priest to be able to receive what Jesus has for us. Because at the end of the day, it's so easy to look at the Eucharist and to take it lightly. It's really easy to look at everything that happens in the Catholic Church, all of the sacraments, and just to kind of let it pass us by. But this reading that we just heard Father Mark proclaim, oh, that just reminds me, I'm Father Ned, in case anybody doesn't know me. I'm from the cathedral. It's a great joy to be here with you. This gospel, right, from the sixth chapter of John, is a beautiful showing forth of everything that Jesus is all about, which is he is giving himself to us as food so that we will have the strength and the nutrients to accomplish the journey that we're on. And when he says, I'm giving you this food, and he says, and it's me, it is my flesh given for you, they say, we don't know about that. It's a little bit weird and it's a little bit cannibalistic. And thankfully, Jesus backs down and he says, no, it's just a symbolic reality. Don't stress about this. Take it easy. Everybody, hey, come back. Come back. No, don't leave. I was just kidding. Right? Jesus, of course, doesn't say that. You're a dry crowd. I thought that would be funnier in my head. Jesus doubles down instead. He says, this is given to you to gnaw on with your mouths. My body given to you. And in a real way, it's the only food that we really need. All the other foods that are given to us are given to us to give us nutrients. We eat them, we consume them, we break down their component parts, and we extract from them things that we need, and it becomes us. St. Augustine said, this was St. Augustine, right? I should fact check my quotes before I give homilies. St. Augustine said, this is the one food that when we eat, instead of it becoming us, we become it. And at the end of the day, the only thing that I care about is that you know Jesus, that you receive his grace, and that you allow this reality to transform your life. There's a lot of even Catholics in the world who don't necessarily believe in the true presence of Christ in the Eucharist. And I say, if that isn't the truth, then I have bet my whole life on the wrong horse. I'm wasting my time. There's no point to any of this unless Jesus really gives himself to you as the living bread come down from heaven. It's so important to know that this is a journey that's difficult. I mean, sometimes it seems like we can't even make it from day to day. And yet we're asked to follow Jesus through all the trials of this life and to enter into heaven. It's impossible. I can't do it without the grace that he gives. And so, like the prophet Elijah, who's exhausted from fighting against everything that comes at the church, who's exhausted from trying to stand up for the Lord, he says, I think I had better just lie down and die. Take my life, Lord. I can't go on. And the Lord sends an angel with some bread, because clearly what Elijah needed was a little nap, something to eat, and something to drink. Not just any bread, but bread brought by an angel to give him what he needed for the 40-day journey that he had ahead of him. And you have a much longer journey ahead of you than 40 days. You have a much more difficult road ahead of you than is possible and doable on your own. You need the grace of the one who made you and who knows you perfectly. That is exactly the grace of himself given to you. And the task isn't just to be very pious, to say, I'm going to receive Jesus in such a way that if someone were to take a picture of me, it would suffice for my saint's holy card when they see the incredible love that I have on my face when I receive the Eucharist, right? So that you could, it would be like, your eyes raised slightly. No, I just don't care about that at all. What I care about is that you become Jesus. St. Augustine's quote, remember, this is the food that transforms us into it. So your task today is to hand over everything that is getting in the way. That's why I always come back to this, the huge importance of confession, the huge importance of practicing repentance. Why? So that we have the capacity to receive with our hands open. So that we don't have unforgiveness or anger or frustration or any other things getting in the way of you receiving Jesus, really receiving Jesus given to you from this altar. So that Jesus can transform you. Just like the little white host, a little piece of bread, very flat white bread, that gets changed at this Mass and given to you, not as a little piece of bread, but as a little piece of God himself. Then, you need to receive that in such a way that you are transformed from the little flat piece of white bread that you are into something else. You need to be the host that is transformed into Jesus so that you can go out into the world where everyone is so desperately in need of Jesus. Most of them don't even know how desperately they need Jesus. They just feel how miserable life is. They just feel how sad they are. They just feel the crushing burden of what plagues people. Problems on Instagram. I don't know. People only receive this sadness from the world. They think, these things will fill me. All of these things will give me the nutrients that I need. And all of them are wrong because the only thing that will satisfy us and give us what we need is Jesus. So my invitation to you today, right? There's going to be a little moment of quiet after I finish this homily. Ready your heart to receive him such that you can let go of who you are and receive him who he is. So that you can let him transform you into himself. So that you can bring the one who loves you out into the world. So that those who are so desperate for his love can receive it when they meet you. So that you can give your life as a little Eucharistic host into the world. To feed those that you meet, those that surround your sphere of influence. Receive him well and bring him in you out into the world.